This meeting is being recorded. Council would like to respectfully acknowledge the local Aboriginal people who are the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this meeting takes place.
Civic prayer. Almighty God, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, we give you thanks for the blessings you bestow upon us in this shire. Grant to those who hold office in this council the spirit of justice and truth, of wisdom and charity, that mindful of our responsibility and of the needs of those we serve, we may promote the true welfare of your people, exercise wisely and faithfully the authority committed to us, and advance the common good through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. There are apologies from Councillor Stiles and Babich. Councillor McNeill, any dissent? I put that all those in favour say aye.
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 Contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. Here's the confirmation of the minutes of the last board meeting.
So moved.
Councillor Woodruff. Councillor Eads, any dissent? Thank you. I put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. I understand there's no public participation in mayoral minutes, which takes us then to general business and item 10.
Disciplinary interest.
Oh, sorry, I do apologise. Disclosures of hearing and disciplinary interests. Councillor Ward.
Denman.
Yes,
10.1.
Thank you. Are there any other discussions? I might just go to the Councillor
Boyd. Yes. Yeah, also on 10.1, Richard Gilschool's an applicant. I'm still on the board.
Thank you. Are there any other disclosures? Are there any disclosures in the room? Thank you. So we do come to 10.1.
Can I just mention that the report 10.1 is the War on Waste Drugs. The council approved.
Okay, could I please ask that you guys give me a wave because I will be muted during this time, so I can't tell when you're finished.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
That still gives us a quorum, isn't it? All right. Now, can I give respect to this matter that.
Jacinta, can you mute your speaker? Thanks.
Can I please move a motion in the form of that recommended with the following change. Just reading it again, the general manager, I'm sure that council allocate or grant the funds to the groups identified in the first five rows on page 8 of the business platform.
So the Community War on Waste program?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Actually, that's a bit of a drafting. I'm going to withdraw that motion and reframe it in the way that Council Woodruff implicitly suggests, and that is that Council award grants, the community grants, in accordance with those recommended under the Community War on Waste Grant Program, and then two, that Council consider the Business War on Waste Grant Program at the April Ordinary Council meeting.
So I'll second that.
Is there any dissent? I put that with those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary. The ayes have it, it's carried.
You can come back in, Councillor Foy.
Thank you.
Now, 7.2 is the planning and environmental services report. Councillor Foy, I think, was moving that. Is there a seconder?
Yes.
Councillor Ledlam, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no.
Aye.
It's carried. 11.1 is for notation. Councillor Ward, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Those in the contrary, no. Nice habit, it's carried. 11.2.
Is reducing mandatory water restrictions from level 2 to level 1 for Musselburgh, Denman, Sandy Hollow town water supply.
Councillors McNeill and Reynolds moving and seconding. Is there any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye. The contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried. 11.3.
Which is the March 2021 multi waste collection campaign.
Can I move the action and just recommend what a great program this is? It's really good press.
If that could be noted. And someone to second, Councillor Eads, any dissent? I've put it, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.1.
Which is the review of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee Charter.
I move that way.
So second that, Councillor
Reid. I can second it.
Thanks, Councillor. Unfortunately, there's a slight delay, Councillor Reid.
No, that's fine. I'm fine with that, Martin.
Is there any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.2.
Which is a report on Council's grant funding for March.
Councillor Ward.
I have a question.
Can I just take a second to first, if that be all right?
Yep, I'll take it.
Councillor Lincoln. Councillor
Lincoln. Yeah, just in relation to the Office recommendation point 3.8 million, let satisfy the predicted shortfall as outlined further in the report on page 42, at the bottom of page 42.
Just let me have a look at that. I think it is a question that might have to be asked.
If I could ask our officer, Matt Lysa, to answer that question, please.
What project was referring to?
The Regional Entertainment Centre grant funding application. Will that cover the projected shortfall?
This is under the Building a Better Region Fund?
Yes.
I think I can actually answer it, and the answer is no, that you know it won't, but it will for the 21-22 financial year, and that it's anticipated that I think all that, correct me if I'm wrong, but the total grant funding for this hypothecated figure is something like 5 mil, is that right in grants?
I think it was 7. It was either right. 7 to be either a loan or grant funding.
And then there's also a VPA shortfall at this stage as well.
Yes.
But over the life of the intended funding, there is more than enough grants and VPAs to cover it, but that there's enough for the 21-22 financial year. Is there any further questions?
Well, just a supplementary. Do we know, have we got any detail on how that additional funding is going to be made up?
That's a matter that will be dealt with as part of the budget, which I think is hoped to be presented in April. Are there any, bearing in mind that it's a 3-year budget, or at least that's 3 years of forward estimates, are there any other questions? Well, I think I had a minute and a second. Is there any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
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 Contrary, no.
The ayes have it. It's carried. 12.3, Councillor Ledland.
It's February's month.
Yes.
Yep.
Is there a second to Councillor Foy? I think I heard. Is there any dissent? I put that all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 12.4.
Which is a report on investments held at held as at the 28th of February.
Good. Councillor.
Vote to move that, please.
Councillor Ledland. You were seconding that, weren't you, Councillor Ledland?
Yes. Yes, not moving, seconding.
Yes, sorry. I think I might have been a question. Is there any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 12.5 is the report, Community Services, Councillor Eads.
Can I second with a question?
Councillor Woodrow.
Through you, Mr Chair, maybe to Councillor Ledland in regard to the treaty.
I beg your pardon?
Question in regards to the treaty, progress of the treaty.
So there has been an initial meeting held with the community, which was a lunch around about the Christmas period, and information gathered during that period of time and connections made, which was quite positive. Two Rivers continue to do interviews and make connections with the community. They've got a media release in relation to, you know, trying to connect with more community that they've got to put back through council for approval at this point in time, and maybe Kim will have a little bit more to add to that, but it's moving along.
Further to Councillor Ledland, that is correct, and they're back down again. Two Rivers are back down next week for some further consultation, and they believe they'll be able to deliver by July.
So the gallery questions around, the questions around whether treaty was the...
Yeah, I think that's still out for consultation and okay. For discussion as well. And I think that will be the draft that will come back to council, is what particularly what it's going to call. And they were consulting on other things, what would be the content of the treaty, what would be contained in that, and also about who would sign and all that sort of aspects.
So what was the legality issues that there was some concern about?
Yes, because it was a legally binding document.
Okay.
And I think the land council is also between executive offices at the moment as well.
That's been moved and seconded. Is there any dissent?
I put that if all those in favour.
Aye.
Sorry, the contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 13.1.
Local traffic committee.
Councillor Reynolds.
Can I just ask a question after I've got a second?
Yes, of course. Councillor McNeill, Councillor Reynolds.
There was just the working committee through staff forms on the NZAC Day March in relation to the new location being down in the new park precinct. Just in regards to the traffic control there, what provisions have we put in place along the Lewis Avenue on the
I'll
ask Derek Finnegan to answer that question. Thanks for the question, Councillor. We'll be looking to put in some place no standing signs there.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions before I make that motion? Well, if there be no dissent, I'll put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. It's carried. 13.2, which is the Aboriginal
Reconciliation Committee.
Thank you, Noah. Thanks for that. Councillor Ledland, sorry.
Yes.
You're happy to move on there.
Yes, there Councillor it,
thank you. Is there any dissent? I put it. If all those in favour can say aye.
Aye.
Those the contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 13.3.
3.
Which is the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee report.
I'll move that in the absence of Councillor Scott. If there be a second.
Yep.
Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have that, it's carried. 13.4.
Which is the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee minutes from December 2020.
I'll move similarly the notation of that. If there be a second, Councillor McNeill, is there any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
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 Those contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. Now that should complete the general business, I think, unless there's any supplementaries. There are no notice of motion, no questions with notice. Councillor reports. Might start with those on the screen. Could Jacinta, do you have anything you wish to say in this part?
I do not.
Thank you. And Councillor Foy?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any Councillor reports? Councillor Reynolds.
Yes, just like to thank the staff that came along to Wilder Street to meet the residents recently when we had the discussion about the breach. There was a bit of pushback from the community. Kelly's not here, sorry. Just thank you to those guys. And just wanted to check with the staff in regards to the follow-up and the concerns that they raised. Excuse me. I'm conflicted on that item. Should I leave the room?
Well, I suppose if there's going to be a substantive question, but just let me, it's a councillor report,
yeah.
Which typically you wouldn't ask a question or go into a substantive matter.
Sorry.
Are you happy just to follow that up with an email?
Yeah, that's fine, no problem. But just thank you to the staff that came along. And I will follow up the other one, the next one.
Marvellous. Thank you. Are there any other councillor reports? Councillor Woodruff.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I was invited to officiate in the judging of the Healing Country Nadioc exhibition. That was thoroughly enjoyable. The artists were really good. And it was also pleasing to note that they had an under five section, which obviously teachers at the participating schools must have been some sort of mentoring role. Although they couldn't tell there was that old hand in, at least you could see that the kids had it go. And the youth section was fantastic. But the encouraging thing, I suppose, if you get an opportunity to go and have a look at it, it's not only the artwork, but the story that the individual artists have told about how they're painting and what they think about it is pretty good. And I also wondered through you, Mr. Mayor, that maybe there's a little role there for council in a monetary sense with those 5 years and younger. Ms. Pascoe was explaining that they did it on the day because not necessarily everybody has the opportunity to pick up a paint and a piece of paper. So I wondered if we might have some consideration for Nadioc next year, that there might be some small fund gable made to auspice that under five painting, and maybe that some of the elders in the Wanneroo might go along to the schools if that's practical, and give a talk, and then maybe we can paper and paint and children might be able to have put their own stamp on it. But thank you. Good job.
Thank you. Are there any other councillor reports? I'll just note briefly that we were obviously pleased to receive the New South Wales Governor to Musselbrook for a range of events, and although two of them are very well publicised, I just wanted to note the impact particularly the Governor had when meeting some of the Indigenous inmates from St Heliers, when we had some enormously positive feedback from the inmates themselves about the impact that that's had on them, and it just highlights the importance, I think, of some of those visits, and we've certainly thanked the Governor for making it. Are there any, if there be no other Councillor reports, we might then move on to...
Can I just add to that a little bit, Martin?
Of course.
Because I had not thought about speaking to that particular topic, but I'd like to thank the people involved very much for have reached out to St Heliers and the impact that that has had on those inmates that came in to the art gallery. They were hugely inspired and very they felt very supported, and it's just, it will be interesting to see, follow them and see how that sits with them. But it's been taken back to all the other inmates and much appreciated generally.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was a great day. Questions for the next meeting? I might, Councillor Reynolds.
Just in relation, it was going to be part of the report, but during the recent sports and rec meeting that I chaired, and thank you to Gus and Matt for their time with that, and Derek, the netball access that we spoke of from the Hunter Street side, Derek, given that the netball season's coming up, Ms. Kennigan, just in relation to the netball access that we sort of said that we'd be committing to have a look at, has anything progressed there? And also, the second part of that is also the Denman community asked about the provisions for heating the pool out there, not to the extent that must have exceeded, but for some type of
feasibility
study to be done.
I can answer the second question. Can't answer the first. Do you want to take that on notice? We're happy to answer.
I could provide some ready for the answer if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
But we could provide further information. The master plan is adopted by council and stage of the master plan. Contemplates the parking really from Hunter Street, not from there, because the site that site we're talking about coming off
Hunter Street.
Is it Hunter Street? That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Richmond Street could actually be with the existing augmenting that parking and that's bringing it closer to the building.
Hastings
Street, thank you very much. Because I think the Hunter Street, as we discussed at some news group meetings, it's a difficult site and there are safety impacts associated with that. But if it's acceptable, we could bring that to the news group meeting. Clarify again if that's okay, please.
Yeah. Whereas there's a provision to bring that access, if I can just ask a supplementary, around the back of the facility there.
And that's the thinking, yes.
Yeah.
So to ensure that we maintain that separation between pedestrians, children and users, perhaps you bring them from Hastings Street and bring them closer to the building. There's some thinking about that, but that spot from Hunter Street is the risks associated with providing access from the point.
Yes, so the master plan nominates the car park, but how do they
That's the thing, yes. So the site of the car park will be named, just making sure it's safe, easy access, and enables that separation of levels to people.
In terms of the second question, that is obviously a prime consideration in the renewal, the review of the sport and recreation needs study, which is usually typically a 10-year study, although as the director pointed out on the last occasion, we got through it in 5 or 6 years, which we're very pleased about, of course. And I understand that work, the preparatory work for that is underway.
Yes.
And that's a prime candidate for that. I imagine what they're talking about is things like heat blankets and so on, which we
had next door on the basketball stadium roof potentially.
Oh, they want an actual solar PV, a solar...
potentially down that line, yes.
Yeah, well, then even more so, that would be a matter for that need study because that would be quite an expensive undertaking. And you do it in combination with some sort of insulation, I would have thought, as well.
Yes.
But that would be form part of that very important work, which, again, will be something that will need to be guided by a future council.
Yeah.
And at least adopted by future council. The preparatory work's underway.
I know communication's been very good coming out of council and acknowledge the email that we received from the general manager regarding the website upgrade, etc. Just around the pool and the reopening, as I've asked in the debriefing session, can we get some communication pretty heavily out there about the opening date for the heated pool, the existing one, and not so much the other one, just to increase the patronage? And I know there's been a number of elderly people in the community that have asked me when it will be available, so if you can
fire. I think the answer to that question is yes.
Yep.
Are there any further questions?
At the same meeting, the Sport and Rec meeting, Mr. McTaggart asked on behalf of
Olympic Park Tennis, whether they could look at removing the concrete hub. I think that's for nub. It's concrete section on the left as they come into their car park. They believe it's a traffic hazard, and it's got a lot of tyre marks on it.
I just sort of worry that some of this is being double handled, but if we just take that on notice and it'll be reported back to the committee, won't it?
Yes, we did take that question from Mr. McTaggart and we were looking into that.
Still looking into it?
Yes.
Are there any further questions?
There should be. Yes, we probably should.
Sorry. Are there any further questions? All right. Well, that takes us to a motion to go into closed council to consider those tenders. Councillor Woodruff, Councillor Sealy. If I put it all those in terms of how I, the country knows.
Aye.
The ayes have it, carry it.